Well, it's 2017, and everyone has been talking about the 500th anniversary year that we find ourselves here in 2017, celebrating, of course, 1517 and the event of Luther nailing the 95 Theses in the beginnings of the Protestant Reformation. But I thought we could talk about another anniversary year. Let's talk about the 100th anniversary. Let's go back to 1917, see what was happening there, and what are the consequences of that year. Well, it was a year, of course, in which the world was at war. It had been at war since 1914. America had not yet entered the war as the new year, 1917, came around. Woodrow Wilson was elected president for a second time. And in March of 1917, he delivered his second inaugural address. In that address, he said, "We are provincials no longer. The tragic events of the 30 months of vital turmoil through which we have just passed have made us citizens of the world. There can be no turning back. Our own fortunes as a nation are involved, whether we would have it so or not." That was in March of 1917. A month later, April 1917, America entered World War I. 1917 was also the year of the Bolshevik Revolution. The Russian word Bolshevik means majority. It stood for the Russian Social Democratic Party. It would come to be renamed the Communist Party. And in 1917, the Bolsheviks, led by Vladimir Lenin, overthrew Tsar Nicholas II. Through the course of World War I, 11 million Russian peasants were sent into war, and that, more than anything, fueled the Bolsheviks to overthrow Tsar Nicholas II and the Bolshevik Revolution. We know the implications of both of those events for culture in the 20th century, World War I and the Bolshevik Revolution. As we have been told many times, ideas have consequences, don't they? Well, events also have consequences. And so those events of 1917 left their mark on the 20th century. If we turn to theology and we turn to the church, it was also a fascinating year. In 1917, Karl Barth was about to launch into writing his Romans commentary. That would be published in 1919. And of course, Barth's shadow would loom large over the 20th century and have a significant impact, both for the church in Europe and also especially for the church in America. 1917, Walter Rauschenbusch published his Theology for the Social Gospel. We talked about him on one of these previous episodes of 5 Minutes in Church History. The father of the social gospel movement, and we know the implications of that as well. In 1917 was the publication of the revised edition of the Scofield Reference Bible, or the Scofield Study Bible, as it was called at that point. The first edition was published by C.I. Scofield and Oxford University Press in 1909, and then this edition was published in 1917. That Bible and its notes would go on to have a huge impact in the 20th century. It was in 1917 that Ernest Hemingway, the American author, became an ambulance driver in the war. And it was also the same year that Machen left the pleasant tree-lined streets of Princeton and the ivory-covered buildings of Princeton Seminary to serve in the Red Cross for the American forces in World War I. That was an event that would have a significant impact on Machen. And of course, Machen would come back and himself would then have an impact on American theology and in the American church the next two decades. And that influence is affected down to this day. So we look back on 1917 and we see those events as significant events that cast their shadow over the 20th century. It gives us all something to think about, doesn't it? What will be the consequences of what we do in 2017 and the events of 2017, and what shadow will they cast over the 21st century? Well, I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. As we finish this week's episode, here's a short but potent quote from George Mueller. "The secret to all true, effectual service is joy in God. Having experimental acquaintance and fellowship with God Himself."